Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
It's going up from there. We have another guest in the
studio. We do. Are you ready? We're going to... Oh, hold on. Okay. My God, I can't keep myself together. Anyway.
A little bit excited about our next guest.
I'm very excited. It's Jennifer the Stone, everyone.
Woo-hoo. Oh, hi, guys. Hi. Oh, I'll stop it. No, keep going.
Who had a show...
Very phenomenal show.
Yeah, it did so well. It almost sold out twice.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So, you're good. Show.
Either that or I'm good at marketing.
Well, let's go with that one. Well, given that that's what the show was about.
Exactly. Yeah. It's such a good segue, isn't it? It's like I planned it.
It is. Yeah. So, let's just read a little bit of your blurb, shall we? Ever wondered whether the media industry is as glamorous as they portray on TV? Mm. Can I say, sitting here looking at this woman, that would be a big yes.
That's very kind, very kind.
Is it all long lunches, cocktails and naps on the office furniture? Naps? Is that what they're calling it now? Mm. Okay. Or is it what we've been shown, or is what we've been shown... false advertising. Ooh. Now, I think this is a perfect segue because this is what Alex and I are all about. Mm. We are about breaking down the false advertising that has been created around the good gay. Yeah. And we are here, we are out, we are loud and we are proud and we are crap gays.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, you're owning it at least.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep. Saturday nights, on the couch, bowl of pasta, Netflix, no chilling.
Zero chilling.
Zero chilling. It's a
constant vigilance.
It is a bad gay's dream.
Oh, amazing.
So yep. Take us through how you came up with your show.
Yeah, well, so when I first started out in my career, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And it was around the time Mad Men had come out and was a really big hit. It was like the very start of Mad Men. I was like, well, that looks really great. Like, I'm going to be wearing all these glamorous outfits and having cocktails at my desk and kind of going out for these long lunches and entertaining clients. That sounds really glamorous. I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I ended up studying advertising, got my first gig in advertising, and I guess kind of found out it was anything but...
Yeah.
If you were lucky to get any lunches, let alone a long lunch. I mean, you know, it's not all bad either, but you know, it's not quite the Mad Men dream that I thought it might be.
No.
Not quite.
No.
Yeah. So I guess so I've been working in the industry now for 12 years, which makes me sound really old, but I'm not really. And my other passion has always been performing, singing and stuff like that. So I thought, you know, why not write a show about what I do from 9 to 5? You know, I was always having chats with people and telling them stories about my job because most people either didn't know what I did at all or thought it was basically exactly like Mad Men. and so I would tell them these stories of things that happened at work and they'd say, you've got to be joking. You did not really spend an hour in a meeting room talking about how far up the bubbles in the bath should go to cover the guy's chest hair in a scene in a TV commercial. I said, well, yeah, we did. This is important stuff.
It very important. This kind of reminds me, and now I'm showing my age, and I'm in here with two embryos, basically. But in my growing up phase, it was to be a lawyer. Because there were all these legal shows on television,
right.
and it was so glamorous, and it was all cutthroat, and it was the excitement of being in the and everyone wanted to do law, and then they did, and I think the statistic says, what is it, how many, the percentage of people with a law degree who don't actually reach it is huge.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people get sucked into the premise of and the glamour, But you obviously got sucked in and stayed in.
Yeah, I mean, I love my job. I do. I love working in advertising. It's a lot of fun. And I guess that's kind of the journey we go on the show. We sort of talk about, you know, at the start, I thought it was going to be all these things. I thought it was going to be really glamorous. And we sort of go back to that 50s era and we look at some horrifying advertisements from that time.
Yep. And I do have a really, really cutting question here. Do the bubbles show the nipple or not?
No. No, we had to cover the nipple. Definitely cover the nipple.
No nips.
The nipple was never going to make an appearance. It was more a case of how much, if any, chest hair we could show.
Okay.
It's
chest interesting.
Hair. Okay.
Highly offensive.
Well, as a lesbian, yes, I do find it highly offensive. But
I'm so glad that we ensured that you couldn't see it.
Absolutely. Well, here's I'll throw this out, and I'm getting a little bit away from your show, but not. Here's a question for an advertising person. What do you think of Libra's new advertising campaign?
Oh, my God.
Now, Master Alex, have you seen this? Now, being a man, perhaps there are certain things that you aren't as intimately involved with as some women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, have you seen the ad?
Are we talking about the sexy girl that's, like, shaving her legs? Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Damn it.
You wish. We're talking about periods.
Oh. Yeah.
It's quite...
You haven't seen that ad?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Quite graphic.
It is very graphic. What are your thoughts on it?
Okay.
Oh, well, what a question.
It's demystifying the
demystifying is a kind way of putting it.
Well, it's never... For a woman, I don't think it's ever been that big a mystery.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, look, sometimes just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I think that could go for pretty much everything in life, including exes. Mm. And but let's keep going.
I mean, as long as they show the ad after dinner, I don't really want to watch that while I'm eating, like, my bolognese or something.
Thank you.
Steak, you know, like...
A medium rare.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can see where they're going with it. You know, they're trying to embrace it and, you know, like, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, there's a real move at the moment towards authenticity and all that kind of stuff. So I can see where they're going with it. But I don't know if anyone really wants to see that on their TV screens of an evening, you know.
It will be interesting to see what sort of...
So it's a bit too raw, kind of like
Raw's a great word, a great descriptor.
Like those TAC commercials where you're, like, triggered for the next 5 days.
I think...
Oh, no.
Yes and no. It's probably a little bit different because those, correct me if I'm wrong, but those sort of ads that are very confrontational
graphic,
which I think stemmed... the original go-to was the Grim Reaper campaign that was done.
Yep.
Those confrontational ads have been shown to have certain impact on societal...
Definitely.
...behaviour. This is a little bit less about that sort of impact and a little bit more about...
It's a bit more about empowering women around.
I think that's the premise.
Mm. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So... Yeah. So, on the, because my understanding is the most successful road accident or speeding campaign ever was one that was done in New South Wales, and the campaign showed a woman on a billboard holding up her little finger. You haven't heard this one? So, it was... Basically, the whole premise of the campaign was if you speed a certain part of your anatomy...
Yep.
Yes.
It had a huge impact. Mm. It had a huge impact. It was very interesting.
That is pretty funny.
People are not deterred about losing their life, but when it comes to...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
So tell us, are you planning on doing some more shows?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we only closed it last week, so it won't be in the immediate future, but definitely, I mean, I've got a Facebook page that you can follow where I'll be posting updates about the show, and definitely we're keen to bring it back soon for a return season.
Wonderful.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank God. The baddies can finally get on board.
Absolutely. We're all down with false advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Facebook page was?
Yeah, so it's Jenna Featherston. That's my artist page on Facebook. You can follow that to get all the updates on the show.
Sorted. Amazing. Everyone go check it out with amazing content coming very soon. We're going to be on board.
We are.
Can't wait.
We're always on board. Let's do it.
Can't wait.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.